What do teenagers face today? A ton of questions. What gender are you? What sexual orientation? What race are you? And what effect does that have on society? Will you take a drug to cope with your problems? And could it be laced with fentanyl? Why do you live? What are your friends doing? And is it okay for you to do that? What do you believe about God? Do you look good enough to attract a partner? Is the world going to end? Should you talk to your parents or keep it to yourself? And these are just a few. Since the introduction to the smartphone, information has flowed into homes without many filters. So, how do teenagers answer these questions without the pressure to conform? They need the Word to be a lamp to their feet and a light to their path. They also need a loving family and larger community to help them discover what's best for them. Besides, how can they know if it's information or misinformation from a trusted source or not? Let's stop and pray for the teenagers in your family or for those in other families to find life-giving answers to the many questions they face so often. Father, we thank you that you don't want teenagers to grow weary of the multiple questions that they are bombarded with day after day. The questions that some have answers to, some they're not certain about, some they're trying to figure out. We know that many of them find their faith or are challenged in their faith at this time and need that support system to help them make right decisions. We know your word says if we train up a child in the way they should go, that when they get older, they will not depart from it. So we pray that they're able to put away all filthiness and rampant wickedness and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save their souls, that they would be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving themselves. Because you say in James, if anyone's a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like a man who looks intently at his natural face in a mirror, and he looks at himself and goes away and once forgets what he was like. So Father, we pray that they would find that the word becomes their path guide, and that it would help them take the right trails in their lives. We ask for good filter sources, that they would learn how to filter what they hear, that they would find safe family members to talk to, healthy peers able to stand their ground despite the pressure to conform, that they would find beauty through your lens, Father God. They would be protected from taking drugs, especially that which is laced with fentanyl these days. And most importantly, they would feel valued, important and needed as they find their faith in you, Father God, and in your love for them. And we pray this becomes the anchor of their souls. We pray that they would recognize that whoever they hang with is what they're going to be like, and not to be fooled because bad company corrupts good character. So help them to be surrounded with healthy influencers. And we pray the prayer of Ephesians that Paul prayed, that they would come to know the glory from your glorious unlimited resources, that you would empower them with inner strength through your spirit, that Christ would make their home in their hearts as they trust in him, that their roots would grow down into God's love and keep them strong, and that they'd have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep your love is, and may they experience the love of Christ. In Jesus' name.